So you know what's way more fascinating than its name implies? Butchery. I mean, if you say someone butchered something, you're saying they, you know, they kind of hacked it up and they made a mess of it. But real butchery isn't hacking stuff up. It's a highly skilled craft. And you might even call it an art. Because every steak cut or chop was really an invention. You know, animals don't come with instructions, so someone actually had to decide and figure out how to take a whole tenderloin out, for instance, and slice it, give it the name filet mignon, and then convince you that it's worth more than other cuts. So butchery really is all about creativity with some salesmanship thrown in. And that brings us to a juicy little cut of pork called the country style rib. It's a cut my friend Doc Willoughby has been obsessed with. So hey, Doc, thanks so much for coming in today.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, you are super into country-style pork ribs.
I am. I think they are an underappreciated cut that is perfect for this time of year when we're making stews and braises. And in addition, it is usually the cheapest cut of pork in the supermarket meat counter. So it's got a lot going for it, and people don't know it.
Okay, so I have to admit I'm a little confused. Because every time I've seen country-style pork ribs, there doesn't seem to be a rib involved. And I'm like, that's how you do it in the country? Like, there are no ribs in our ribs? Like, that's what we do out here?
Well, this is a cut of pork with a little bit of an identity crisis because it isn't really a rib. It's just called a rib. And the reason for that is it's basically a made-up cut.
Huh.
So what it really is a blade chop, which is a chop from that comes from the area between the loin and the shoulder.
Okay.
But the blade chop was always very difficult to sell because it's a little bit fatty and gnarly compared to loin chops.
Mm-hmm.
So butchers had a lot of trouble selling it, so they generally ground it up for sausage, or if they were a little sneaky, they'd put it under a bunch of loin chops in a wrapped package of chops, right?
And so the loin chops are like the classic,
they're from the
beautiful
center, they're
pork chop.
Fine-grained and you know, not much fat and you know, very pretty and even. And you know, country style, or the blade chops, a little fatty, a little gnarly, not so regular. So they were hard to sell. So back in the 60s or 70s, someone is not sure quite when, a butcher in Chicago thought, well, ribs are popular. What if I take these blade chops and butterfly them, lay them open, cut through the rib, and call them ribs? So if you do that and then you turn them on the bone side, you've got a nice fat, looks like a giant rib, which it actually isn't. But it's very attractive when you put it that way. And he started selling them, and they became super popular. So country-style ribs were born. And now you can get them all over the country. It's a little confusing because there are a couple other things people also call country-style ribs. And just to make it simple, they tend to cut a little further down into the shoulder.
Okay.
So there's a little more fat and a little more gnarl. But whichever one of these you have, they have enough fat and gnarl so that they're perfect for braising and stewing, and they have light and dark meat on them. So you get different textures and different flavors, and they're super easy to cut up. You know, if you're going to make a pork stew, you shouldn't buy what's labeled pork stew meat because it's just like little bits and pieces from all over the animal that they had left over. So what you usually do is buy a pork butt and then you butcher that, but that's a pain. So if you buy all the country-style ribs, they're these sort of small, elongated pieces of meat, and you just cut them into little cubes, and you're done. You're ready to go. So they're ideal for that. They're great for braising because they, you know, they brown easily, they fit into a pot very easily, and they love long, slow cooking. So, and as I said, they're the cheapest pork you can buy.
Yeah, I love that.
You have to pay a little attention to what you're getting. I was looking for them in a supermarket, and I finally found them, but they were labeled blade end ribs for barbecue, country. So I'm not sure where that nomenclature came from, but they were good. Butchery is complicated, and it's different in different countries, and it's different in different parts of the country, and the same cut has different names in different parts of the country.
Right.
So you have to kind of educate yourself and know what you're looking for. And then there are the cuts that are invented, like country-style ribs, or the tri-tip, which, you know, the tri-tip is a muscle on the sirloin that was always just cut as part of the sirloin until back in the 50s, a butcher in Oakland, California started cutting it out as a roast.
Yeah.
And so it became well-known as a roast in California, but not until recently on the East Coast. So, you know, it's an evolving art.
Yeah.
The more you know about how people are butchering things and why they're naming different things, the better shopper you are. So then the better food you have.
Right on. Well, thanks so much for this little lesson in meat cutting and meat marketing.
Yeah, thank you, Francis.
John Doc Willoughby is a writer and editor, and he wrote an article on country style ribs for the New York Times called The Kindest Cut of All. You can find his recipe for country style pork ribs with Chinese flavors at splendidtable.org.